Hello, welcome to day seven, our last day of How to Get Your Own Back. This one's about unhooking from self-judgment as we act. So our initial sessions were about shifting out of small mind and embodying more of a big mind and being truly supportive of ourselves, particularly when we're having a hard time in life. How to really get our own back in those isolated, darker moments. And now we're into action. So once we've held ourselves with support and we're standing in our power, we need to act. So we want to take the small or large step that you know you need to take. So say the vulnerable thing, ask for what you need, take a risk in a relationship, or start the avoided task. And taking this action step is the success, not the outcome. This is the key. And so, what's a small step that you're avoiding taking? Like maybe to hold yourself back from getting a last word in could be something. Maybe to just sit down and start creating your art. Maybe making a dreaded phone call. Or letting a relative know that you love them. Can you take a step in one of these directions by unhooking from judgment? Judgments like, man, I should be better. Or this is going to take me forever to do. I'm so behind. This one step's like not going to help at all. Or this is nowhere near what other people will want or like. Like, why even bother? I'm not good at this. We all have a million ways our mind is holding us back like this, holding us back from taking small and big steps that would move our life forward, that would allow our being to more fully thrive and flow. And so success is not about accomplishing a goal or reaching an end. Success is repeatedly doing baby steps when you don't quite feel like it. It's unhooking from that self-judgment if you can, like that'll help. And it's about taking a small baby step, appreciating these small building blocks. Even though they're tiny in comparison to your big goal. And so, as you think of something that you need to do, like asking for something you need or setting a boundary, if you noticed resistance arising, then you want to do step one of this practice, kind of shift your attention to your senses. Disengage from negative self-referential thought and take the step, do the action. And so let's try this. Let's think of something that feels like a little bit of a risk for you to do that you know you need to do, whether it be going on an interview, asking someone on a date, bringing up a hard topic with your spouse. Looking at your finances, something you know you're avoiding, something that's harder for you to do, just calling one of these to mind. And now imagine preparing to do this thing. Like what you need to get together in order to take this step. Maybe you need to find your phone and find a phone number in the phone. Maybe you need to go to a certain browser web page on your laptop. Maybe you need to find a certain person in a certain room. Just imagining what you need to do to get into your situation, to take your step. And now notice if you have any negative self-talk that comes up for you as you prepare to do this. A thought like, this isn't going to work out. I shouldn't do this now. This is going to be poorly received. I'm not good at this. I need to be more prepared. This needs to be better before I start. Just noticing your resistances that come up. And then now imagine that you just unhook your attention from those thoughts. Really shift your attention to what you can hear right now. Just noticing the next sound. Noticing the sensations at your feet, your hands. Maybe noticing a bit what you can see in front of you. And so shifting your attention from these self-judgments or negative thoughts that kind of hold you back from acting. Shifting your attention more to presence here in the current moment. And then now imagine taking your step, like starting to dial for your phone call, starting to say the sentence that you know you need to say, starting to look at the web page that you're avoiding. Imagine taking this step from more of a full presence. And this idea of I'm here, I've got you through this harder thing. So, presence and really being here with yourself. Imagining acting on your life from this bigger mind. From really connecting with your full self, saying, I'm here, I've got you through this. And imagine taking that step. See it play out in your mind's eye. And now let's imagine a second thing that would be a risk for you to do. It feels a little vulnerable. It feels kind of hard. An action that you know would be good for you to take. And now imagine shifting your attention to the current moment, what you can see, hear, and feel right now. Really saying to yourself, I'm here, I've got you. Let's do this. And imagine yourself taking the second action with presence and self-respect. And we want to appreciate the action, not the outcome. The fact that you did it at all is the success. So any small step is a progress. Anything towards your goal is a win. Trying is a success in itself. We want to repeatedly take action, unhooking from self-judgment as we act, and fully rocking this life.